On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Joe O, Sammy P with you another hour here on this Football Friday. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. And now joining us like she does every week, Kelly in Vegas. We'll go over her favorite college football plays of the weekend. Kelly, I'll speak for myself. I'll let Sam answer in a moment, but I think you're right. You were out there on social media yesterday saying, I think Joe and Sam are believers now. I don't know. Where are you at, Sam? Are you a believer?
I believe in some things, for sure.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that's fair. No, here's the reality. Arielle and I talked to Gracie. We have some other people we talked to. I think you're allowed to pick and choose. Like, I had somebody tell me this was going to be a really bad year for me, and I said, I'm not subscribing to that. I'm going to have a great year. Have I had a bad year? No. Have I had a great year? No. But I think it's part of it's a mindset. And look, has Gracie been right about a lot of things in my life? She sure has. And I would just get your foot checked out. That's it. You know, get a couple, get a second opinion. Maybe you just need to have it looked at. You don't want small things to turn into big things, right? She has convinced me to make some, I would call, life altering decisions. And so far she's been correct. So we'll leave it at that.
Quick follow-up, quick follow-up. I noticed there was an Ariel and I talked to people. Is Ariel now, have you absorbed Ariel into the spiritual council?
So I think Ariel has been on her own journey, so I don't want to speak for her, but I think that there's been some questions that she's asked Gracie and others, and she's found some people of her own that she likes to talk to and consult with, and I would say, yeah, I think spirituality is an interesting thing, guys. You're going to go on your own wavelength, right? So last time I'm sitting there talking to Brett and he's like, why is crypto in the tank? And I'm like, well, I told you that was going to happen. That's why I bought Zcash. And he just looked at me and shook his head. And I'm like, I say these things out loud and nobody listens, but then they ask me after the fact. Same reason why I bet against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So here we are.
Well, now it's funny. The tank is 75K or wherever we're at right now, right? A few years ago, that was not the tank. Like, that was very good. So it keeps rising. Look, like, your takeaway was feet. My takeaway was betting in groups of women. That was mine with Gracie. That, she threw that in there at the very end. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. It could be good or bad. I told my wife about it. She seemed a little concerned.
Well, I think you could decipher that in different ways. Maybe your wife's included in that group of women. Maybe you need to be around family members that are female when you're gambling. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways that could go into. Or you could just come hang out in Boston next time we're with Sammy P, and me and Ariel will stay closely next to you at the casino.
There we go. Perfect. Do we want to stick with Gracie? Anything else that we want to get to before we go into college football, Joe?
No, we can go to college.
I want to stick with Gracie really quick because I know you guys asked her about the Chiefs, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Chiefs are my best bet this week. We can go. That's a good transition before we go to college football.
She said there's a lot of energy that's all over the place that she believes is going to be channeled in the right direction on Sunday, if I'm remembering correctly. I don't like to misremember like Roger Clemens. I like to remember. I'm pretty sure she said that all that energy is going to be channeled together and through the Colts. That's how I remember it, at least.
Okay. That's very interesting.
It's also noteworthy on the sports front. She gave us Ohio State around this time last year. Mm-hmm. And we said, what's the team? Georgia.
Yeah.
Ooh. A lot around Georgia, which is something that Paul was interested in because he mentioned a couple weeks ago that he was betting Georgia for the championship. And we saw what happened this past Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's not going to get any – you're not going to get any better of it unless something crazy happens. I mean, they're playing Charlotte this weekend. It's like either you bet it now or you're probably already too late. Okay, Georgia. Yeah. I'm going to look into that. I like it. Last year, I agreed with her on Ohio State. That was wonderful. I didn't ask her about college basketball. We hit Florida 40-1. I will say this. I did bet Iowa State 30-1 to win the national championship. Do I think they're going to win the national championship? No, I do not. But I did think that there was some solid value on them here in mid-November. I'm going to look for another team possibly over the next couple weeks as well.
Do you have a favorite college football bet? Where do you want to start?
You guys, my college football card is just disgusting this weekend. It's like I am always looking for those dogs around a touchdown range. I always get maybe one double-digit dog that I like. And, of course, this weekend it is just trash team after trash team. So if I have to pick my favorite trash pick of the week, it's Maryland. It is. I bet against Michigan last week. I gave you guys Northwestern last week. I can't believe Northwestern lost that game. There was a couple questionable calls, if you will. You know, walk-off field goal for the Wolverines. But this is not a bad Maryland team. I know on paper, having a six-game losing streak looks bad. But if you guys remember, I gave you them versus Wisconsin. I think that was week two or three. Week five or six, I gave you guys them versus Washington, and I still cannot believe they lost that football game. But here's the reality. A team that doesn't get to go bowling, they still have things to play for. They're bringing back their head coach. I don't know why, but they are. So this is a team that wants to play for him. And I'll say this. Now they get to play spoiler. And I think after a scare like last week, a lot of people are expecting Michigan to be on their A game. How are they going to be on their A game versus a Terps team that has just fallen off a cliff since they started the season fairly well? Before they go play Ohio State, riddle me that, Batman. I took the 14 with Maryland. Do I think Maryland can win this game? Probably not. I said that on my parlay video. Look, they're a 14-point underdog. Could you catch Michigan like Northwestern caught Michigan last week? Maybe looking ahead, maybe a couple bounces go your way. Bryce Underwood interception, wonky fumble. They are without their two top running backs. I like Maryland. I think it's worth a little teeny tiny money line sprinkle.
Northwestern loses plus +5 in the turnover margin. 5, not 3, not 4, 5. And they still find a way to lose that game. All right. You said the card is disgusting. What other games are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't get much more disgusting than Oklahoma State, right? But it really isn't. They're not a bad football program. Yes, all of the drama with Gundy kind of derailed their season, but you want to lay double digits with Central Florida, a team who's lost 6 of their last 7 games. And over the last 3, they've been outscored by an average of 23 points per game. I know Oklahoma State is not some offensive powerhouse, but Zane Flores last 2 weeks, 46 of 64. That's almost 72% through the air. They've only scored 14 points per game, though. That's my one thing. This defense is going to have to step up. UCF is just not a team that I think is going to get up big to play Oklahoma State. This is the bounce house that once was world-renowned for how awesome it was, and it's just no longer. With UCF reeling, I think the Cowboys have an opportunity to smell some blood in the water here and get a win over an FBS opponent. They're plus +425 on the money line. I don't know if 14 points is going to be enough to win this game. But you need UCF to score 28 to cover, and I just don't see that really being the case here. I could see it being a 21-10 final. Oklahoma State gets the cover. And That's really the reality there. And when you're betting these bad teams, to sit here and give an argument to the win is really tough. But I didn't like much this week in college football.
I think I'm going to add some Michigan State. I just got a text about 5 minutes ago that it's not sounding good for their second string quarterback who got hurt against Penn State. So now it looks like Michigan State's going to start, or potentially start. I'm not going to break news on the show. That's not my job. But very likely that Michigan State is going to start a true freshman quarterback three at Iowa. You can still lay 16.5 with the Hawkeyes. I mean, if you're a freshman quarterback going on the road, Iowa's probably one of the last places in the country you want to go to, right?
Defensively, I could understand that. Here's the thing. I love Jonathan Smith as an underdog. I played them last week, and then they stayed in the locker room at halftime. Like, it doesn't get much more frustrating than that from a team. And albeit Penn State's loaded with tons of 4 and 5 stars, Michigan State just isn't. No, I want no business of a third string true freshman quarterback on the road at Iowa, but be careful. Iowa is riddled with injuries. I think we saw that catch up with them last week there in the Coliseum.
With Kelly in Vegas here on BetSweats. So last week, your 100K Bloody Survivor started. That is,
yeah.
Bloody means you're picking two teams per week. And we remember last week in the NFL, it was all chalk. So everybody advances. And then I'm looking
no,
at it.
No, not that I'm many like, people advanced. Well, I mean, people advanced.
Why? Most did, but still like 30-some got knocked out in a week that was all chalk. It didn't make any sense. And then I looked this morning, Kelly. There were 5 people that took the Bills last night. Mm-hmm. We've got 3 double-digit favorites. We've got a bunch of games that are higher than the 5.5 to 6 with the Houston game last night. And 5 still take the Bills. I don't get it.
Yep. And in the splash, big splash, we're into 2 picks a week too. Last week, 194 got knocked out because they were trying to get cute and take teams like the Falcons that I said we're going to lose the football game. Well, it's tough picking 2 a week. But like I told John Murray, he's like, do we really want to burn the Ravens? Yeah, we do. They're playing the Jets. We do want to burn the Ravens here because somebody else is going to try to get cute and take the Bills. Somebody else is going to try to get cute and take the Niners. Someone else is going to try to get cute and take some of these other teams that are going to lose the game outright. We are into November. Teams are getting healthier like the Niners. Yes, there are other teams that are more banged up. Ravens are not losing this game to the Jets. I don't know why you wouldn't use the Ravens. I understand if you're in a circus survivor and you need to save them for a holiday game. That is a completely different argument. But against the Jets this weekend, I think we're either taking Lions, Ravens, or Ravens, Seahawks as our double pick. And I don't think there's a reason to overthink it.
Yeah, Seattle's going to club this team.
You would think.
Club Tennessee.
I would absolutely think. I mean, Tennessee, at this point in time, I understand teams don't tank. Organizations want them to tank. And I keep saying, all right, when is Tennessee going to win another football game? I don't think they are. I don't think they are. They are not a good team. There is nothing exciting about Cam Ward. Sam Darnold would have to throw 3 picks to lose this game.
Yeah. As for Denver, I know you're a Broncos gal. John and I did a story for Fox. I asked for the Westgate's top 10 teams in the NFL from a power rating standpoint. He didn't have Denver in the top 10. Are you surprised by that?
He shouldn't. We talked about it on Kelly and Murray, actually. He brought it up, and I asked if they had the Patriots, and he said, yeah, Patriots were number 10. I said, here's the reality. There are people that love to say things on social media to me, and I like to incite a little riot here every once in a while. So last week, I get into it with Patriots fans. And then I decided, who's the most fraudulent team you want to ask me? I'll tell you. It's the Chicago Bears. And everybody's up in arms, and I'm like, you know who the number 2 fraudulent team is? It's the Denver Broncos, okay? The Denver Broncos fan is telling you her team's number 2. Number 3 is the Patriots. There you go. No, I'm not surprised at all. Denver has been living and dying by this defense. Now, have they won a Super Bowl with a solid defense before? Yeah. But guess who their quarterback was? Peyton Manning. They had an offensive coordinator who was a statue on the field. That's how they won that Super Bowl. I want to believe. I want to be high on the Bo-cane, as all the Denver Broncos fans love to tell me. I'm just not. I don't think this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Could they win a playoff game? Sure. Are they going to win the AFC West? I said they were. But that was because I bet against the Chiefs, like I said earlier in the show. I took the Chiefs under 11.5 wins. I took the Chiefs, no playoffs. I took the Denver Broncos to win the AFC West. Those things are all very plausible, with also saying Denver has really overachieved this season.
Are you on the Bengals if Burrow plays?
I want to like the Bengals so bad, but you want to know why? It's because I want to bet against the Patriots. And those right. things don't always correlate, you guys. Did I play the Bengals in my Westgate Super Contest plus +8? Sure did. Just in case Burrow plays, you're getting a stale number. Also, picking five games a week is tough. Am I going to bet the Bengals with my own money? Probably not. I don't really trust this team either. No Jamar Chase does not help that case. Are they marching Joe Burrow out a little early? Possibly. And that's something to think about as well. Patriots are not the freight train I want to step in front of. I can have discussions and hypothetical conversations with their fan base. With my own money, I got to be a little more conservative.
What about Bears Steelers?
I'm all over the Steelers. Are you kidding me? I'm all over the Steelers.
Let's go.
I love the Steelers in this spot. How can you not? I've been betting against the Bears all season long, and it's been burning me. I had the Vikings last week. And no, actually, I didn't. I take that back because I had no Wi-Fi on my flight. Brett had to put in my Supercontest picks, and he couldn't get a hold of me, and he used the Bears, and I was pissed. I go, I love the Vikings. Nope, Bears win the game outright. Of course they do.
Wow.
That kickoff return sure helped them. Listen, they've been living and dying by craziness happen, whether it's the Raiders game or the Vikings game, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to cash my Bears under 8.5 wins ticket. I love the Steelers this week. I think they are worth every single teaser spot you can find them in. Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, doesn't matter. There's no drop-off there between the two. But yeah, I'm not laying it with the Bears, that is for sure.
Kelly, thank you as always. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll do this again in a couple weeks, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff there. Kelly in Vegas talking to some Survivor NFL. Also, this ugly college football card is one of the last full cards of the season. Only get two more of those left. All right, on the other side, we will find out where the room is at. We'll play two-minute drill, go over some of the NFL games that we have not dissected yet. That is next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, we got a lot to get to. Contest plays later on this hour. We'll do lightning bets. We got to find out where the room is at, especially with college football with the record there and NFL as well. And we've got a number of other games that we have not gotten to yet. So we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen. Paul?
All right, two-minute drill. Let's do that. So let's start with the Sunday night football game. We've not gotten to yet. Bucks-Rams. Joe, I believe you were looking at the Bucks in this spot. Where are you at as we hit the weekend?
Yeah, there is something that I don't like that is bothering me. Yes, I have liked the Bucks all week. Been talking about that. My biggest concern is Jamel Dean. Is he going to be out there? This guy is graded out as the best cornerback in the NFL, and he would obviously be matched up with Puka. He did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. Neither did Reddick. So if Dean and Reddick are both out, I would be very concerned. If Dean's not out there, now you've got Puka probably doing whatever the hell he wants against his Bucs defense, which is a scary thing to consider, especially since Stafford didn't do a whole lot last week. Also, once again, it's a week where Ibuka and Bucky Irving are both limited. Well, Irving was last week. Ibuka was fine. But Florio said something that was kind of strange on his show that was making the rounds about Bucky Irving. Yeah, so he was going to start to say something basically insinuating that Bucky Irving's injury is a lot worse than the Bucks are letting on, but he's been limited in practice. And then he took, right, Sam, so it sounds like you saw it. He told his co-host he was going to tell him during the break, but he wouldn't say it on the air what it was.
So I've heard the rumors, and it's not my job to share. Let's just put it this way. It's not a physical issue.
Oh.
That's why Florio stopped short. At least that's what I've heard. So it's not my business. I'm not going to even go there, but it doesn't sound like it's anything injury-related with Irving. I did see that, and then I had followed a couple Buccaneer accounts to kind of see what the rumors were, and we'll just leave it at that. But it does sound like, according to Rick Stroud, who covers the Bucs, he thinks Chris Godwin could play Sunday, which I think would be a nice boon for this Buccaneer offense and definitely for the passing attack. Also, their offensive line is getting healthier by the minute. So I know the books are probably going to need the Bucs here. This number opened at 6. A lot of 6.5 at last check. And now the current price is, wow, there's a 7 at South Point, 7 at Pinnacle, 7.5 at Pinnacle, and a 7 at Chris. The books are definitely going to need the Bucs here to hang around.
Tough spot for the Buccaneers. You go back-to-back weeks on the road at the Bills, at the Rams, and before that, they were playing the Patriots, losing a close-ish game to them. Ended up being a one-score game. It's Bucs or pass. I want to see that Dean's out there because that's a big matchup with Puka in this game. Then I would consider the Bucs, but that's how I'm looking at it. It is Bucs or pass. And then the spot for the Rams, also interesting, coming off that Seattle Seahawks game. You're muted, Paul.
Aliens got his mic.
They took him.
You know what? It's better off to be muted than talk about Raiders and Browns. But Sam, Raiders are a 4-point favorite at home with a total of 36.
Gross. Jeez.
Don't have to use the full time. We can move on.
Yeah.
Anything?
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
Can't say we didn't talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. What I did look at, though, is how much they lowered the props because you're going against the Browns defense. Like Genty was mid-60s. Now he's mid-50s. Bowers was mid-70s last week. Now he's in the 50s at 59.5. Crosby's going to get some sacks. So if I could find like a 2-plus sack number, something like that, that might be something I do. But this is gross. You're asking the Raiders to win by margin. I'm not betting that.
Okay. Giants, Lions. Giants are a 10.5-point dog. A total of 50, Joe.
Yeah, it's a high number. We don't know the quarterback yet. Matters a little bit, not a ton. I think it's fascinating because it's either going to be Jameis in a second game, which is something that you want to fade, and it's a Lions spot. They're coming back home. They're off a loss where the offense looked bad against the Eagles, right? That's when you want to back Detroit. Our guy Will Brinson earlier this week, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm all in. Lay it. Double digits. It's going to be alt numbers. Does it matter if it's Dart or Winston? I want to fade it if it's Winston. If it's Dart, how do I feel about it? If it's Dart, the idea is they say, hey, kid, you can't run anymore. We're not going to have design runs. Please try to limit it. You've got to learn how to slide. Guess what? They've been telling that to Dart for as long as he's been playing football. They were telling him that in college. He didn't change his style of play. So I'm not buying this idea that suddenly Dart's going to be a different quarterback. I've seen a number of interviews recently and old interviews where he's talked about this idea. He's like, yeah, I know. I saw old Gruden, like the quarterback stuff with Gruden, where he was like, dude, you've got to slide. Stop putting yourself in harm's way. He's like, I know. Coaches keep telling me that. And here we are. And we're still in the same spot years later. So that idea is kind of funny to me about, oh, well, you got to be more careful out there. Everybody knows it, but it's a matter of him actually doing it. The Giants have given up the most explosive runs in the NFL. They're worst against the run, EPA per rush allowed. 45 explosive runs. Here's Gibbs and Montgomery. Gibbs rushing and receiving 105.5. I don't mind that. I think he gets into the end zone a couple of times. That's plus 185. You can't bet any time because that's minus 275. Dan Campbell has talked about getting Montgomery the ball more. He's about even money for an anytime touchdown. So I would look at those running back props for the Lions. And if I'm going Lions in Survivor, I would rather it be Jameis than Dart.
Agree with that. Let's also remember a trend that we've talked about many of times on the show over the years, over the year. And 2 months. The Lions, off a loss, have covered 13 straight games. 13.
Yes.
And I remember the Lions were in the room against the Commanders. So here's the way it worked. Lions lost to the Vikings, 27-24. The next week, the Lions were in the room. At Washington. Did not matter. 44-22. Lions pounded that ass. Pounded. So, yeah, I don't care if the Lions are in the room. They're going to blow them out.
Okay. Jets 13.5 point dog to the Ravens in Baltimore. Total 44.5, Joe.
The Ravens defense is turning around. They looked awful first month or so of the season, and you've got Lamar coming off a bad performance against an excellent defense in the Cleveland Browns. They needed that Andrews trick play to win, but there's upside with this team because of how the defense has looked since week six. Last week, they had 10 quarterback hits on the Browns QBs. They have allowed less than 20 points in the last five games. Since week six, they're a top five defense. That's where we're at on the Ravens. And I think people trust Lamar overall. This team's going to win the division. They're going to be in the playoffs. And on the other side, the Jets said, let's switch it, I guess, because Justin Fields has no chance against this defense. Let's go to Rod Taylor. I'm not doing anything in the game. I'm not laying two touchdowns. Yeah, I'll have some survivor on the Ravens, whatever. I'm not doing anything with it. And it's probably going to get ugly. Couple weeks later, all these defensive players are gone from the Jets. I know they had extra rest. I'm not really interested in this game. This might be the least interesting game of the week for me.
Survivor?
I think, Sam.
Survivor or pass?
Yeah.
Sorry. Spaced out for a second. I was looking at a tweet from Gracie the Witch about our show.
What'd she say?
She just posted the full interview, which is cool. She's sharing the full interview of the show. I'm not betting this one. Said this yesterday in our meeting. I understand we had Nate Collins on Wednesday. He thinks it's a lot of points. He thinks the Jets are going to keep fighting. We'll see. Paul, hard to really fall in love with a side in this one.
Breaking news. Mike Kafka just ruled out Jackson Dart.
Oh, so it's Winston. Whoa. So it's full throttle. Yeah, and remember, 13-0 Lions ATS last 13 games.
I like the Giants. Yeah. I mean, I'm not the Giants. I'm sorry. The Lions.
Okay. Almost had a stroke. All right, Monday Night Football. Panthers, are they live as 7-point? Still 7-point dogs, yes, in San Francisco. Total of 49.5, Sam.
Holy cow. Pinnacle just moved Detroit to 13. Sorry, Paul. This is real time here. Yeah. So once the news came, they moved it to 11.5. MGM has an 11. Circa has 12.5. Pinnacle has 13. People are just blasting away. And the books are moving off it, too. You have sort of a synchronized attack right now. Bettors are firing lions. Books are just pushing. And Pinnacle went right to 13. So that's crazy. I like the Panthers to cover, but I think the Niners are going to win. That passing attack for Carolina is so hit or miss. But when it hits, man, I mean, what did Brinson say on Tuesday? That was the quietest 445-yard performance ever by a quarterback. Yeah. Bryce Young was all over it. McMillan was great in the game. It seems like a lot of points. And then, of course, the total has moved up. 45.5 to 49.5, a four-point hike up on the total. If you have fantasy players in this game, if you have any Niners or Panthers players, you may want to put them in your lineup because this could be a track meet.
It's amazing. There's a book with a lot of numbers that is still at Lions 10. And like you mentioned, there are 12.5s in Vegas. And there's a 13 out there as well. So that's the direction that it's going. Vegas is way ahead of the domestic books right now. Still a lot of 10.5s at a lot of the apps that many of our listeners and viewers have. What are the Panthers? We thought they were a run team. And then Bryce Young snaps for 448 last week. And we've got this Niners team that can't stop anybody. They gave up 488 yards last week, and they didn't have a sack. Didn't have a sack. They know Brissett's passing all game. He had 57 attempts, I believe, and zero sacks in the game. You know I'm fading this defense hard. That's where I'm at. But do I want to take the Panthers? Plus 7. I would not take the under. There's no chance I'm taking this under 49. I lean Carolina plus 7. It is not one of my favorite plays of the week. But when we – oh, yeah, we won't be here on Monday. Yeah, they might make the list in a contest, but not like a top 5 side for me this week.
All right. Set the college room.
Where's the room?
All right. This is what we're looking at.
Hey, yeah. Sam, you want some good news? I got some good news for you.
Kind of. Sure.
So I'm reading the staff predictions on 670thescore.com for Bears Steelers.
Oh, no.
All Bears.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 9 scores are given. Everyone has the Bears winning outright.
Of course. This is the force against the object, right? This is what it is. It's the 670 the score team against Gertz. Who will win?
And you.
Who will come out victorious? Time will tell.
Big revenge game for Gertz. I mean, it might be time for Gertz.
Producer Sean Sears is 10-0. In predicting Bears games this year. He has it Bears 24, Steelers 21.
Sweaty.
Yeah, they're all close. Chris Emma in on the Bears. David Haas has a one-point win. Paul Papps has the Bears covering. All right. Let's see.
Who has the biggest blowout? Who has Bears by the most amount of points?
Yeah.
Paps has by 4. Tyler Ferengul, 27-16.
Okay.
I don't see that. Rodgers is going to lose by 11 to this team.
I could see anything, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
College room, we'll get to at the beginning of Lightning Bets.
Okay. I thought this was very important.
Good tease, Paul.
We had breaking news twice in that segment. Sorry, Paul. Yeah.
We'll get to it. Keep the people here. Room, contest plays, Joe O, Sammy P, Paul, Jake, we're all here. So is Gerch on the BetMGM Network.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Contest plays coming up in a minute. If you missed them, awesome record on these contest plays. So you're going to want to know where we're at as far as those go. But we need to know where the room is at, especially college football, given the room's record this season. So let's do college and the NFL. Paul, where do you want to start?
Start with college. Let's start there. So run through these. Fifth most
How bad
bet
is it? The record. Like it was like, it's oh, like, yeah. Is it like 30 some percent?
20, 43 and 2 for minus 27.3 units. They went 1-4 last week. So
32%. Okay, right 32% on the year.
Good.
Not great. Might just have to blind fade all these this week, which is should have been doing all season. Georgia Tech, minus 2.5 point favorite against Pitt.
Oh,
not surprised.
I did Pitt.
Not a surprise
I did Pitt
at all.
Last week. Oh man, I can't go back to Pitt after that. They just quit. They quit. They were tied and then they were down 14-0 and they quit. So they'll definitely win this week.
No, I think Kent is the bell word, right? Hit the bell.
Yeah, no, I know. You're right.
All right. We have multiple public dogs, but the first one at fourth most bet side at BetMGM, Florida, plus 4.5 against Tennessee.
What? Okay. All right. Yeah.
Vols up.
Not the
All right.
One.
Alluded to this earlier. Sorry, but it is in fact true. Oregon minus 10. Quack, quack.
Okay. That's not nice. Unfortunately, but it is what it is. We bet it under 10. That's the good thing. And I'll tell you what, this might be 10.5, 11 tomorrow by kickoff. So this is why you follow numbers throughout the week and chronicle the moves. Remember when we first saw a number on this game, it was 7.5 on Sunday. And that didn't last long. But some people were able to lay 7.5 and 8 and 8.5 and 9, and now we're at 10. And if it gets to 11 tomorrow, I'm going to get a text from somebody. Hey, do you like Oregon minus 11? Just how it goes.
All right. Number two, I need this so bad. Got Utah in the Big 12. Got them tied to a couple things. The room is on BYU minus 2.5. We need Cincy.
I'll be pulling for you.
Short number, and, but
yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Number one. And the number one side is Public Dog. I was on them last week. Was it last week they got stomped by A&M? Mizzou, plus 7.
Oh, against Oklahoma off the big win. That
yeah,
makes sense.
Off the big win. Yep.
Dude, we got to take it. Oh, man. I take the Sooners. I was thinking about Mizzou earlier in the week, and then I ended up backing away. And now I hear that the number one – have we had the number one play be a dog this year in college? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Vandy maybe so. Against Bama?
Number one? Maybe. A
couple times.
Yeah.
Florida, okay. Week 6. I'm looking at it now. Michigan, Week 2 against Oklahoma. They did not cover. Texas not plus
did
1,
any of
Week
them?
1. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
It's not a good record.
Well, if you're 20-43-2, you're not winning a lot. So that's all that should matter.
Wow. There are 6.5s, by the way, now.
Oh.
Wasn't 7.5 the other day?
Yeah. It was 8. It was 8.5 when they first put it on the list.
Here's probably a nice idea going off of the top two room bets. If you were going to take Oklahoma, if you want to just do Oklahoma to win, and then Cincinnati to just win against BYU, that is going to pay out almost 2-1, Paul.
All right. Let's go Bearcats. Boomer Bearcats. All right. NFL room?
Let's do it.
All right. NFL sides, most popular sides at BetMGM, and I have terrible news, guys. The world is, in fact, going to end this weekend. They're on the Bears. Minus
10. Oh, no. Well, the room will never take the Bears. Never. Okay. Now what? Now what?
The room is on the Bears, but the number came down. Okay. It's because of Gurch.
So it'll probably, like, the room is going to be on Rodgers, though, right? If Rodgers is up, I'm coping.
If
right
they
now.
Say Rodgers is starting,
yeah.
You're saying that there's going to be people coming in on Pittsburgh? Maybe.
No, the room sees a 7-3 team at home laying 2.5. That's what the room sees. Come on, put your goggles on.
They find a way. They find a way in the fourth quarter every time. Yeah. Trailing, it's fine.
You know
just
what
tell
to
myself.
Do. You know what to do.
Yeah, I might have to pivot.
Gertz's revenge for Survivor. Sunday, 12 yeah. o'clock. Chicago.
Wait, you have the Bears in right now for Survivor with all these big spreads.
Wow. I don't have some of them available. I don't have the Lions available. I do have the Ravens. The Ravens are the move, my other option.
I don't know how you don't flip the Bears out for the Ravens ASAP.
The Ravens.
13-point favorite, 2.5-point favorite.
You're going to use them double in Burrow's second game back with Ja'Marr Chase?
Right. That's a good counter. It's a fair counter. I had Paul's a plan.
Gonna, the plan if the is Ravens blowing lose up. And the Bears win, Paul is going to kill us. That's what's going to happen.
I won't be here Monday, I'll tell you that.
I'll be in a chair.
I mean, this is the age-old question, right? Like, what's stronger, Gurch or the room? Like, this is immovable object versus unstoppable force.
I
end
think
of
it's
world.
An easy answer. I think it's an easy answer.
You think it's the room? I think it's Gurch.
No, Gurch is more powerful.
Yeah.
Reminder, Gurch was also saying alt overs for Pittsburgh player props.
Yeah.
Kenny Gainwell.
He's got Watt. He's got Bears under team total. He's got Pittsburgh by 2 touchdowns.
Here's what's going to happen. Somehow the Bears are going to win 20.5-18. Like, somehow it'll be the first ever final score with a 0.5 on the end of a team, and we will all tie.
I'm still waiting for Indiana to lose their first game. He said winless.
That's true. Well, that Georgia bet's dead. Indiana's winning the title. Oh, well. All right, number four most bet side in the NFL this weekend at BetMGM. There they are. Public dog. Colts, +3.5.
Yeah.
Whew. Really? Okay. They're out. Yeah. So now they're out.
Out on the Chiefs after that?
It took this. They're out on the Chiefs now. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah. Colts should be favored. Didn't you hear? All right, number three most bet side. Oof, especially with all the noise going on. I love some Kelly Green, but they are on the Eagles -3. Uh-oh. Mm.
Yeah,
all right. This one makes sense. They have won some games, but even before this news, Lions -10.5. So that's not really much of a surprise. And then the number one most bet side at BetMGM, the Patriots -6.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sam, you were very tempted by the Bengals earlier.
Taking Bengals 7 in our contest. Here, I'm going Chiefs 3, Bengals 7, Steelers. Yeah, it's going to be a great week. It's going to be a great week for me. I can feel it. Manifest.
So you want to throw out Cincinnati +7 for everybody in contests first?
Well, no. My favorite play is Pittsburgh +2.5. I don't even get 3, and I don't care.
Okay. Pittsburgh +2.5. Jeez. Which big favorite? Detroit -10 or Seattle -13?
Why not both?
I like Seattle the most.
Plus, now everyone's going to take the stale number. 10.
Yeah, everybody's going to take Detroit, right? Let's go Seattle. Seattle and Pittsburgh so far. Paul?
Arizona. It's 2.5, but they're going to win outright.
Don't care. Yeah. All right, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Zona. Sam?
Might as well just take Cincy, especially if you get 7 in a contest.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. All right. One more. We did the Cardinals. We did the Seahawks.
Got to do it, right?
Who's going to be on the Bucs? Which one? Are you talking about the Lions? Oh, the Chiefs.
I was thinking.
Look at the Chiefs.
We got a 3.
Oh, we do.
Paul's a game out of first in the contest. Paul, you decide.
Chiefs. He told us.
Yep.
Two favorites, 3 dogs. Seattle and Kansas City, the favorites. KC 3, Seattle 13, the dogs, Arizona +2.5, Pittsburgh +2.5, Cincinnati +7, and probably almost everyone in your contest. If it's locked in at 10, they're going to be on the Lions.
Yeah, I get it. Let's also, before we get out of here, I'd like to read this review. We got a new review. If you have a review, please ship it on Apple or Spotify. The user, Duh Bears. Subject, keep the band together. Listen to Hughes every day. It's more than just betting talk. It's the entertainment value. Show makes me laugh out loud. Sounds like two best friends sitting with you at the bar. Not sure I want to drink all night with Sammy, though. Can't believe the show is going away. What a huge, in all caps, huge mistake.
Mm. That was the plan. That was the hope when we started this thing. I think we've accomplished it. No matter what some people say. So we appreciate that. If you want to leave us some feedback on the show, we'd appreciate that. And stay subscribed, by the way. Stay subscribed. We're not going away. We are going away next week. There is no show, so don't be alarmed. They didn't pull the plug on the show early or anything like that. We'll be returning afterwards, but we're out next week for Thanksgiving week. And we'll both be here Sunday morning on the BetMGM Network, breaking down the Sunday NFL card. For Sam, Paul, Jake, and Gertch, I'm Joe. We'll talk a little over a week from now
right here on BetSweats. This has been the BetMGM Network.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.